When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
B98.5's Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
Kara just made Drex and I extremely jealous, showing off, now that she's pregnant, she gets to wear those stretchy maternity pants.
Scale of 1 to 10, how comfortable are those things?
They're pretty comfortable. Yeah.
I mean, but you're showing. After a big meal.
It's so cute, you're showing.
And then Tuesday, Kara, you have a giant appointment.
Yes, it's a very big day. It's our anatomy scan day, so we'll find out the sex of the baby.
Woo! And then comes the inevitable gender reveal.
Yes,
right?
And that's where I'm in a giant dilemma and could really use some help or advice or some kind of direction.
Okay.
So, you know, Ryan and I love the beach. That's where we fell in love. That's where we got married. And that's where we wanted to do a gender reveal. And we had planned, or we're trying to plan, to do it on Memorial weekend.
Okay.
Because Ryan's family was all going to come down to the beach house and we were going to all be together. The problem is my parents aren't going to be able to come down to the beach for Memorial weekend.
Oh, gosh.
And now I don't know what to do. This is their first grandbaby. I can't leave them out of this celebration. They would be devastated. And so
they're
now
not
I don't
able
know.
To make it down. You
they're
can't,
not
that's
able
not
to make
option.
It down. Yeah, we've got this new dog. They trying to get them a place that's dog friendly is a nightmare. Plus, they've been taking care of my aunt for the last year and a half, and she's not able to travel, so it's just not possible to get them down to the beach.
And it's probably not possible, Kara, to do two gender reveals. Like, you can't do one for your parents here in East Cobb and then go down to the beach and do one for Ryan's parents.
Right, because it would spoil it.
Yeah,
you know, it'll spoil it for us because we don't plan on finding out. Technically, Tuesday, they're going to put it in an envelope for us, and then we're going to do, like, the big hurrah. So I don't know what to do. Like, do we, like you said, Drex, do something special for my parents ahead of time and then kind of spoil the surprise for us? And we've got the photographer and the poppers and all this stuff happening at the beach where we really want to do it. Or do we wait to tell my parents until after the beach? And then I just feel like they would be so upset.
Can they FaceTime in on the beach thing?
We don't really have good connectivity. Like, I've tried to FaceTime my mom a couple of times. And it's not the same. And she's not great with technology. And I think this is a really big deal for them and for us. And I want them to be a part of it, too.
This is not only weighing on your head, Kara, it sounds like it's weighing on your heart, too.
Oh, a million pounds is on top of me right now. And I don't know how to handle it.
One thing that you mentioned to us off the air before we started talking about this is the fact that Ryan's parents, your husband's parents, have grandkids in the family.
Yeah,
so they've
they
experienced
two,
gender reveals before.
They have two grandsons already.
In the meanwhile, this is your parents' first grandbaby.
Right, and potentially their only grandbaby. So, it's just...
All right. Let's turn it over and see if we can get some advice for Kara here, 404-741-0985. All right, we're trying to get some help for Kara, who you have a big appointment with the OBGYN, right, on Tuesday?
On Tuesday, we're supposed to find out the gender of the baby.
Mm-hmm. Then comes the inevitable gender reveal.
That's right, and that's where the rub comes in. So Ryan and I wanted to do it at the beach, which is where we fell in love and got married, but my parents aren't going to be able to come down there, and there's a kind of a connectivity issue if we were trying to do anything virtually. So I'm stuck with, what do I do for my parents? This is their first grandchild. Like, I've got to do something special.
You're the mom. You're going to be giving birth to the baby. Ryan's parents already have grandbabies. This is really important for your parents, and they're the only ones that can't make it to the beach.
Exactly.
Oh, man. The worst part of all this, Kara, is it's just the beginning.
Oh, I know.
With these tough situations you're going to be in.
I know.
Enid and Kennesaw, what's your advice?
Yes. So my son's wife was in the same dilemma, and she's like, you know what? I'm going to do it virtually because her parents couldn't. I couldn't go because I live here. They live in Florida. So long story short, we're doing it virtually. So no one is, you know, missing.
Right.
So that's something to consider as well, because, you know, if it's a hardship, it's hard nowadays. So yeah. That's what I wanted to share.
We were talking about the virtual option with Kara. If you could figure out the connectivity thing, I know it's not the same for your parents to be on FaceTime and his parents to not be
to
on
be
FaceTime.
There in person,
but
yeah.
What if you went down to the beach with an iPad or an iPhone or whatever, did the gender reveal, just the two of you, and all parents were watching on video to make it fair and square.
To make it fair for everybody.
That'd be great.
But then you're like, hey, because you're staying at your in-laws' beach house.
Right.
Then
you guys celebrate
in your beach house. Yeah.
You guys all stay here. I know you've come down from Nashville with your family and everybody wants to be there, but you guys stay here at the house while we go down to the beach and do this.
Yeah.
I mean that's
not
going
to work.
Twisted enough for me to be into it. Kayla and Griffin, advice for Kara?
So I've actually had a couple friends that have had the same dilemma, and this is how we solved it. She gave her parents the envelope and made them swear to secrecy that they wouldn't say nothing and that she'd call them on the day of her original gender reveal. She let them open the envelope while she wasn't around to see what the baby would be. They gave the envelope back, did not say nothing, and that way they knew, and you won't find out. And it won't ruin it for you. And
two
then on
envelopes.
Your gender reveal, everybody find out.
No, that's actually a great idea because we didn't know who we were going to give the envelope to plan like the poppers and everything that we're going to do for when we make the reveal on the beach. So if I give it to my parents and have them go ahead and order everything for us for, you know, either blue or pink, then they feel like they're still involved and they
it'll make them
they
feel
are
special,
clued in
like
ahead of everybody else.
Something.
Or everybody... you FaceTime from your end, and your parents are the ones that make the reveal for everybody.
Oh, that's an option,
Johnny
too.
Will be a star for that.
Yeah, I am nervous, Kara, about your mom and dad getting to see it early or getting the envelope and saying, hey,
and
don't
not,
open it. You don't think your dad's not going to open it? Come on.
And then holding on to that for 2 weeks
because
we find out Tuesday, and then Memorial Weekend is still a good, like, almost 3 weeks from that.
I know I'm not supposed to say anything, Kara, but it's a girl. Whoopsie.
Mouth of the South over here.
Right?
You know what today is? May the 4th.
Oh,
Star Wars Day, is that right?
It's Star Wars Day. My son Sam last night asked what we were having for our Star Wars dinner tonight. So I have to figure out how to boil.
Good luck with that.
Wookiee or something. So what we're going to do here is a Star Wars war between Drex and Kara.
Okay.
I asked my boy, 7-year-old Sam, to impersonate different Star Wars characters. You just have to name that character. And to ring in... whoever thinks they know the answer first, all you have to do is just chortle like Chewbacca.
Oh, man.
It involves a rattling of the uvula, I believe.
So, you know I can't do that.
Come on, give it a shot.
Gosh.
All right, first Star Wars character in our Star Wars war.
Luke, I am your father.
Kara.
Darth Vader.
Darth Vader is correct.
I just want the record to show that I'm not going to ring in because I just want to
hear.
The next character.
Do not. There is no try.
Drax.
Yeah, that's... Yoda?
Is correct. Very good. Next Star Wars character, see if you can name this one. Kara.
C-3PO?
No.
That's incorrect. Drax for the steal, yes.
R2-D2.
Aw, oh, man.
This is going to be a tough one, too.
Excuse me, but the most safest place would be Gunga City.
I'm just going to say Boba Fett because I don't know anybody else.
It is not Kara for the steal.
Oh,
come on, Kara. You got to steal.
Luke Skywalker? Luke Skywalker?
It was Jar Jar Binks.
Giving you the stuff you need so you can start your crazy day. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
Protected by Breda Pest Management, they handle bugs and critters 728. Clouds today with a high of 86. Braves swept by the Mets in a doubleheader yesterday. They play again this afternoon at 1:10. What's up, Kara?
Some crazy breaking news about a big star who was attacked on stage in just a minute. But first, if you have a teenager that's looking to work on their fitness this summer, they've actually been invited to Planet Fitness for free. Beginning May 16th through August 31st, high schoolers aged 14 through 19 can work out at any of their locations as part of their high school summer pass. Pre-registration is open now through their website, and everybody who signs up will be entered to win a $500 scholarship. They'll give out one of those per state, and then one kid could score a $5,000 scholarship that can be used for athletic or academic activities and programs.
What about us in our 40s who are looking to get into fitness?
Nope, you're going to have to pay.
And by fitness, I mean fitting this burger in my
mouth. Oh, yeah.
Speaking of burgers, yeah. Popeyes is trying to do it again. When they first debuted that chicken sandwich in 2019, yeah. People went absolutely crazy. There were lines miles long, and some locations even ran out of supply. And, I mean, people got into fights waiting for this chicken sandwich. Well, they're hoping they can recreate that buzz with their latest concoction, the Buffalo Ranch Chicken Sandwich. Basically the same thing with a sauce on it that's a mix of buffalo sauce and ranch dressing. This time they promise they won't have any supply issues.
The chicken sandwich thing was like the last pop culture item that happened before COVID.
Yep.
I said, we got to stay away from it.
What?
Don't bring it up.
It was like a predecessor to what happened in COVID, like supply chain issues, people angry waiting in line for things.
Right. I mean, come on. We are global, really, between the app and streaming online, B985.com. I'm sure in Wuhan, they're listening right now, waiting to unleash the next virus.
I'm still going to get one of those chicken sandwiches. Now, this is absolutely crazy. We had another comedian attacked on stage. Last night, during a stand-up show at the Hollywood Bowl, an L.A. man charged Dave Chappelle near the end of his performance and tackled him.
Whoa.
They were filming a Netflix special, so security guards quickly intervened and detained the suspect, who was hauled away in an ambulance. But after things calmed down a bit, Dave called Jamie Foxx on stage, who had this to say about the altercation.
Listen, I just want to say, man, I've had an incredible time. This man is an absolute genius. We got to make sure we protect him at all times, man.
Thanks, Will Smith,
opening
this up so people think that it's okay to go attack comedians on stage.
Funny enough, Chris Rock was actually on hand, too, and he came out and joked, was that Will Smith?
Yeah. It's great because what I love about this is that was a terrible thing that Will Smith did, and now every time anybody gets attacked, Will Smith
is right. It's going to be all his fault.
Good job. That's your legacy, buddy.
TMZ and People Magazine call her to see what's happening. Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Hey, Walter.
Hi, good morning.
You're calling from a town called, was it Redan?
Yeah, I don't know where it is either. It's called Redan, I guess. It's like right off of I-20, just a little bit east of the perimeter.
So when we ask where you're calling from, you're saying that that's not where you live. That's usually what we mean is where do you live?
That's where I live, yeah.
You don't know how it's said? How it's pronounced?
I don't even know where it is.
Walter.
Yeah.
I feel like we should just give you the Encanto tickets and walk away.
He's been hanging out with Post Malone eating some of that special cereal lately.
Would you kick our pop culture princess out of the studio?
Absolutely. Miss Kara, take a coffee break, would you?
I'm gone, Walter. Good luck.
Thank you.
Walter, who doesn't even know where he is going to answer these five trivia questions with Kara standing outside the room. We'll bring her back in, ask her the same questions. If you can answer more right than Kara, she'll pay you $100 of her own money. Are you ready?
Sure, let's give it a shot.
All right. Oh, and by the way, we're brought to you by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Question number one, the first trailer for the Weird Al biopic starring Daniel Radcliffe was released yesterday. Daniel's most famous for portraying what wizard?
Harry Potter.
Question two, Post Malone announced he and his girlfriend are expecting a baby later this year. True or false, Post Malone's real name is Austin Post.
Sure, why not? That's true.
And number three, Dave Chappelle is doing okay after he was tackled on stage last night in L.A. What cable network did The Chappelle Show air on back in the day?
The CW.
Number four, rumor is Cardi B and Billie Eilish were throwing shade at each other during the Met Gala Monday night. Cardi B is just a stage name because she loved what brand of rum so much?
Bacardi.
That's interesting.
It's true.
Number five, today is May 4th, also known as Star Wars Day. What's the name of Darth Vader's music?
That's the Imperial March.
Let's bring Kara back in.
All right, Walter and Redan, just slipping up on one question. Did really well.
Nice. And I haven't even had coffee yet.
Same questions for Kara. You ready?
I'm ready.
Number one, the first trailer for the Weird Al biopic starring Daniel Radcliffe was released yesterday. Daniel's most famous for portraying what wizard?
Harry Potter.
Yeah, that's what Walter said, 1-1.
Number two, Post Malone announced he and his girlfriend are expecting a baby later this year. True or false, Post Malone's real name is Austin Post.
That's true.
That's what Walter said, 2-2.
Number three, Dave Chappelle is doing okay after he was tackled on stage last night in L.A. What cable network did The Chappelle Show air on?
Comedy Central.
Yeah, Walter said CW. All right, Kara's up 3-2.
Number four, rumor is Cardi B and Billie Eilish were throwing shade at each other at the Met Gala Monday night. Cardi B is just a stage name because she loved what brand of rum so much?
Bacardi.
You're saying that's not true, though, Kara?
It's not true.
Oh.
Even Cardi's come out and said that she hates the media because they're trying to pit them against each other and they're actually friends.
Wait, where her name came from or that they were throwing shade at each other?
They were throwing shade at each other.
But the name thing is all I care about. Yeah, right. That's amazing.
It's Bacardi, yeah.
All right, that's what Walter said. It's 4-3. Kara's up.
I should change my name to Tad Daniels. Number five, today is May 4th, also known as Star Wars Day. What's the name of Darth Vader's music?
That's the Imperial March.
It is. It's what Walter said, but it doesn't matter. Great game this morning. Final score, 5-4. Walter and Redan, are you smarter than Kara?
Sadly, not this morning.
All right, Kara, your new record, 1,263 wins and 39 losses.
Ooh, sorry, Walter.
No worries. Good game.
No cash, but you get those four tickets to Encanto, the sing-along film concert, August 7th, the Marist Bank Amphitheater. Tickets at livenation.com.
Oh, I'm excited.
It's been an adventure, Walter.
Thank you very much.
We play 6:35 and 7:35 every day with Tadrex and Kara on B98.5.
You goofed, and now you need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara are going to help you ask for it.
Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Jenny, you did a very bad thing.
I did, but, you know, in my defense, love makes people crazy.
So you work for a matchmaking service here in town.
Yeah, that's right.
And you know,
go ahead.
No.
It's pretty exclusive.
What does that mean?
We really cater specifically to highly educated, wealthy men, you know, who are short on time and just want to find love.
And you're actually asking forgiveness from one of your clients.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yep.
And you said you did something bad. What was that bad thing you did to this guy, Jeff?
I kind of sabotaged him. Let me backtrack. This guy comes into my office a few weeks ago, and I've been doing this for a long time. Like, I'm not this, like, doe-eyed girl who, like, only got into this because I want to find a rich man. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy, like, connecting people, and we're good at what we do. And this guy, Jeff, walks in a few weeks ago, and there was just this connection between us. He's funny. He is handsome. He's charismatic. So I sabotaged his profile. I put up an ugly photo. So no women would be interested.
No way. Oh.
And now you are having second thoughts?
I feel guilty. He keeps inquiring and he's not getting any interested parties. And I can't keep the ruse up. I need to come clean. I need your help. Maybe it'll be a chance for us if you can help me, you know, get forgiveness. I don't know.
Uh-huh. Jenny, why didn't you just ask him out?
Well, I can't. It's company policy. We can't date clients. So.
Is it company policy that you can foil somebody's chances at love and mess with their dating profile so they don't get any interested parties? Is that
probably a gray area on that one? Oh. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'd be in a lot of trouble.
That's okay, but being honest is frowned upon. So what about your job? Like, are you concerned that you could lose your job over this?
Well, you know, I mean, that's kind of why I'm calling you. I'm hoping that if I can get to him first and get his forgiveness, then I can save my job, too.
This is wild. Jenny works for a matchmaking company and fell in love with one of her clients and has been sabotaging him so he doesn't get dates because she wants them all to himself. Wow.
Well, like a really cheesy rom-com, but right. It makes sense in my head.
It is a Hallmark movie, yeah. I think. It's the plot for a Hallmark movie. I'm just looking forward to finding out whether or not he will be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you're asking, wonderful. Or maybe he'll be furious that you did this. Yeah. Has he seen you?
Oh, yeah. Like, he came to my office. We've talked. He set up his profile.
Yeah.
Like I said, he came in and we connected, you know.
That makes it a little less creepy if he's actually seen your face.
Yeah. Oh, no. Right. I felt the spark, not just because he had, like, a nice voice or something.
All right, Jenny, sit tight. We're going to try to reach this guy and talk to him.
You need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Jenny was just telling us that she works for an elite dating service here in town. One of her clients came in. She was attracted to him. She thought they hit it off. She felt that spark. So she's been basically sabotaging his dating profile. And he's constantly calling her saying, how come I'm not getting any dates? Well, she knows the answer and wants to come clean and ask if he'll forgive her before she loses her job. She's hoping she gets to keep her job and maybe even they'll start dating. Who knows? Jenny, sit tight. We're going to talk to Jeff here. He won't know you're on the line.
Hello, this is Jeff.
Hey, Jeff. This is Tad, Drex, and Kara. We're calling from B98.5. How are you?
I am well. What can I help you with?
Well, we were just talking about navigating the dating scene here in Atlanta and just wanted to check in to see how that's been going for you.
The dating scene.
Yeah.
I would imagine it is tough, but I don't really have much of a perspective on it.
We understand you haven't had many dates to be able to get that perspective. That's kind of why we're calling.
I don't have a perspective because I'm not in the dating scene.
What?
Well, this is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget. We have Jenny on the other line.
Jenny?
Jeff, it's Jenny from...
Yeah, Jenny called in because she needed to ask your forgiveness. She knows why you haven't gotten any dates through your matchmaking service.
It's totally my fault. I may lose my job, but I believe you're worth it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I got to stop all of you right now for a second. I will be honest. I do not know what's going on. I don't belong to a matchmaking service, and I am a happily married man.
What?
Huh? What the hell are you talking about?
Jeff, you're saying that you don't know a person named Jenny, and you did not solicit her matchmaking services.
Nope.
That's BS. Your name is Jeff. You work for and drive a black S.
Why are you putting all my personal information out, sir?
You gave me that information when you sat in my office 2 weeks ago.
No, never happened. I'm sorry. You are probably just a stalker.
Jeff, when she gave out your information, you said, why are you putting all my information out there? If it wasn't your information, then why would you be so concerned?
Valid question.
He hung up.
He hung up.
What? Oh, my God.
So Jeff was obviously married, was just soliciting your matchmaking services because he wanted some action on the
side. What a dirtbag.
This isn't Ashley Madison that you're working for.
Oh, my God. What a creep. No words. I have no words right now other than ones that should not be spoken on.
We are under obligation to call him back and find out whether or not he forgives her.
You really want to call this guy back?
No.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Oh, this is a mess. You know, when you get a text, you got to make sure that you're not part of a group text before you hit reply all accidentally and respond to who you think is just your husband, but turns out to be your boss's wife.
Oh.
And you're talking trash about the boss.
Oh, no.
It's Forgive and Forget tomorrow morning at 7.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.